Good morning. Welcome. The Spotlight on Maryland this morning is on the BSO and also their award-winning ORCIDS program as well. It's Gina Crash, your host. I'm happy to introduce you to Vice President and General Manager Tanya McBride Robles from the BSO. Good morning, Tanya. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having us.
So good to have you here. Also, Rosie Constantine, your Communications Manager, put us in touch as well, along with ORCIDS Executive Director Raquel Whiting-Gilmer. Good morning, Raquel.
Good morning.
So excited to have you guys in here this morning. And before we get into talking about all the upcoming performances and the orchestra series and all kinds of things that people can support with the BSO, I just wanted to acknowledge that we really are excited to have you here, because we know this summer was an up and down journey, but the BSO is here to stay. And at the whole time that we were excited to get the series up and running, I was thinking, is the public doing enough to support the BSO? We just had someone in yesterday that said, oh, my parents used to go down all the time for performances, but I haven't been there in I don't know how long, And I think that sometimes that is a shared sentiment. So in two parts, I guess. One, what is the most important way that we can support the BSO more than we are now, potentially? And also, do you hear that a lot from people here in Baltimore and beyond, and the county, and the whole area that you serve? Is that not an uncommon statement sometimes?
We're always happy to welcome more people to the hall for performances and making donations and supporting our education programs. But the best way to support the BSO is to come to a concert. Buy a ticket, bring your family. It's a win-win. You get a great experience by a phenomenal orchestra, and it helps our bottom line.
Yeah, absolutely. And how long have you been there, Tanya, as general manager? Or did you kind of grow into that role from other roles within the BSO?
Well, I have an interesting story. I've been in this role over 3 years, so I'm starting my fourth season with the BSO. But it was actually my first grown-up job out of college.
Wow,
so
that's amazing.
I did a stint in the early and mid-90s, and then left, married my husband, followed him around the world, and we're back, and I'm so grateful to be back with this orchestra that I love and have grown up with, really.
Yeah, well, it's great to have you back, too. And how about, Raquel, your experience as ORCIDS Executive Director? How long have you been part of that amazing program?
So I think I started 3 weeks before Tanya started, so a little over 3 years. I grew up here in Baltimore, and one of the things that I have a memory of as being a kid was coming to the symphony with my parents. And
yeah.
So I totally agree with you that our whole community needs to come out and support our symphony, because it is our symphony. We're so grateful to have a great symphony in our city. I think it's part of our history.
Yeah.
We should all be supporting in a major way.
Well said. World-renowned musicians that we're very lucky to have. And also, it's a very proud part of Baltimore. We have our own issues with the way that we're sometimes viewed outside of the area nationally and whatnot. And wow, you're such a beacon of that we can definitely be very super proud of, that we want to make sure that
absolutely. And I happen to be a sports fan, too.
Yeah.
So I love the Ravens and
yes.
I love the Orioles. And we're the other major team in town.
Yes.
So, and really, frankly, playing at that level in our industry. So,
absolutely. Very, very proud to have you here. So, that being said, I know there's a ton of upcoming performances that our listeners may enjoy. I heard something about Leslie Odom Jr., right? That was a huge deal.
Yes, I am grinning ear to ear, which you can't see on the radio, but I hope that my excitement and enthusiasm comes through. I was really privileged to get to see him when he was Aaron Burr in Hamilton in the original production.
Amazing.
And have been a huge fan ever since. So, Friday, November 1st at 8 o'clock at the Joseph Meyerhoff Symphony Hall, we are having a special concert, one night only special, with Leslie Odom Jr. It's going to be a kind of walk through some of his Broadway hits with live orchestra. And so Hamilton fans, come on out. He's got an album that he's going to release called Mister that comes out on November 8th. And a lot of us are also very excited. He's starring along with Cynthia Erivo in the movie Harriet, which opens on the day that he's going to be with us singing.
Wow. Did you have anything to do with that booking? Or, obviously your reputation is amazing as the BSO. Like, do people just call you? How do you, or do you say, we really want to get him for the season? Or how does that kind of work in a nutshell for someone who's not that familiar?
You know? We have a really talented director of artistic planning, Absin Gupta, and he and his team work very closely with booking agents and managers. And because of our reputation, a lot of people want to come and, yeah. and perform with us. But it's a mutual. They're often booking tours and dates that align with their itinerary. We actually. Because of shooting a movie, we lost our date with Leslie Odom Jr. earlier this year. So we're really excited that the stars have aligned again. And again, when you look at what he's doing over the next couple of weeks in terms of his movie release and album release,
yeah.
it's pretty great timing.
Yeah, it really is. What a catch that is, too. And another cool thing you guys are doing, and right around like, you know, the Halloween time, Ghostbusters is a classic. You've got this movie with orchestra performance series going on. And that's a really cool idea. Tell us what that's like and how people can get involved with that as well.
This is a great way to introduce people that may not be familiar or think they're going to be comfortable with a symphony orchestra. Movies with orchestra is a transformative way to experience a movie, especially a classic movie. I mean, I remember when this Ghostbusters came out.
Yeah, I know that there's like two or three of them. Right,
right. And apparently there's a reboot, Ghostbusters 2020, coming out next year.
But in the works, yeah.
Right, but this is the classic that some of us remember growing up with, but it's such a unique experience to watch it and hear it with a live orchestra and a live score. And I have people tell me that they never want to experience a movie again just with recorded score and music. It is definitely, no matter what the topic, although Ghostbusters is a spine tingling and gives people goosebumps, hearing it with a live orchestra induces that anyway.
I can only imagine. It's like, you know, you get that little red box DVD, even if it's Blu-ray, it's not the same. You have the most amazing acoustics too. Wow, that's so cool. And then how about what would you recommend, like excuse me, what would you recommend as an introduction to classical music? You mentioned that, you know, not everybody might be familiar with that initially, but sort of like a you know, an intro to classical music for listeners that's not so overwhelming, that kind of gets them to get really hooked on it, you know?
We are so fortunate with our music director, Marin Alsop, who loves Baltimore, loves this community. I know Raquel can speak a lot about her connection with Orchids, but she created a series called Off the Cuff, and it's a great way for newbies to the orchestra world to experience live classical music. So this concert start earlier. We have a post-game party following, and they're shorter, and Marin explains the excerpts and explains more about the music. It's kind of behind the scenes, and she's so funny and charming that it's a really, I would call it a safe way to bring people into the orchestra hall. And we have one coming up Saturday, November 23rd at 7 at the Joseph Meyerhoff Symphony Hall. The next off the cuff is Pulcinella, and the post party is Stravinsky straight up. He's the composer, and we'll have whiskey specials, which is, you know.
You guys are so trendy. I love it. It's
which
so
is
great.
Not a bad thing to add to any event. But and we also will have not only drink specials, but Midnight Cupcakery will come with their amazing pastries and cupcakes following the concert. So again, it's still world-class orchestra classical music, but with a twist and with a lot of the barriers removed so that you can enjoy and learn and drink whiskey.
Right.
It's a winning combination.
That's really cool. And bsomusic.org is your website for you know, all that is listed there, like all the performances that we're mentioning and the tickets and how, you know, the public can support the BSO in many different ways, right?
Yes, and I have breaking news on that front.
Oh, yes, please.
For the Ghostbusters performances, Saturday, November 2nd at 8 and Sunday, November 3rd at 3, we have a special discount. WLIF is the discount.
Wow,
just for your listeners.
That's
and,
awesome.
So if you go to the shopping cart and enter that code, then you'll save some money along with hearing a great performance.
Well, thank you for partnering with us. People might know that's their call letters for today's 101.9 that I happen to be the morning show co-host of as well. So we're very very excited to partner with you with that. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Very cool. And so where do we leave off? Also mentioning today's 101.9 being the Christmas music station as well. We can't wait for the holidays to get started. And I know the audiences can expect a lot of cool things coming up over these. And starting with Thanksgiving. We can't forget Thanksgiving. We covered Ghostbusters and Halloween.
Yes.
And so moving right along down the calendar, you guys have a lot of fun holiday things in store too.
Absolutely. And if you're like me and you have family in town for Thanksgiving weekend and, you know, after the leftovers have been consumed, what do you do next? Well, bring them to the Meyerhoff. We have a really special Thanksgiving presentation. The Preservation Hall Jazz Band is going to be here that weekend.
That's huge.
And it's huge get. And they have, this performance is going to be a fusion between their New Orleans sound and Havana. So they had a documentary called A Tuba to Cuba. And although the orchestra's not performing during this concert, it is part of our pop series, and the public is welcome to come and experience. I mean, these are greats of Dixieland jazz, and they'll be right here in Baltimore. So eat your turkey and then bring the family to the Meyerhoff Thanksgiving weekend.
What a great idea. That's awesome. And then also the Nutcracker, the Cirque Nutcracker.
Yes, this is returning from last year. Troupe Vertigo is an amazing, it's the Cirque company with acrobats and jugglers and high-flying aerialists. I confess that I have a hard time sitting in the hall for this because it's so, it's nail-biting, but it is, it's a beautiful fusion between the Tchaikovsky music we've all grown up with and know and love, and really creative ways through the Cirque performance to experience it. And that's December 12th through Sunday the 15th at the Meyerhoff.
And I love how you're putting a new spin on classics like that and, you know, getting maybe a new generation in there or someone who, you know, wants to be wowed by, you know, more visuals and things as well. That's really cool.
Right. And they do a really elegant way of incorporating the music into all of the Cirque elements. So it's, and it is, that's a phenomenal family outing. I love seeing multiple generations at those concerts.
That's cool. Especially around the holidays, you might have some people visiting.
Yes.
Looking to work off that turkey. Great ideas for that too. And then what is the Young and Free program? They always say if it's free, it's for me. So we'd love to hear about the Young and Free program.
Well, this is a really phenomenal program that for all classical and super pops performances, the Young and Free allows children ages 7 to 17 to attend for free with the purchase of an adult ticket. And again, more information is available on our website. But we had a donor who wanted to be sure that we were developing audiences for the future. And so he made it possible for us to offer free tickets so that the kids can come with their parents.
That's important. You made an Orioles reference earlier.
That's right.
And they do that too, where the kids under, I forget what it is, under 12 or something.
Right.
Really encouraging that and like bringing food in and that kind of stuff. So it's cool that you're a like-minded partner in that way. Again, trying to get the next generation in to experience all that we have to offer here in Baltimore.
Absolutely.
And there's even more ways that the BSO is going to be celebrating the holidays.
Yes. So one of my family's holiday traditions is Handel's Messiah. That's December 7th and 8th at the Meyerhoff Symphony Hall, both performances at 3 o'clock. And it is, if you have not experienced Edward Palachuk's Messiah, you are missing out. He's been working with the BSO, I mean, for decades. I can't remember the exact number, but since I was in college, so
we're doing the math.
It's been a minute.
So just last year. That's amazing.
But it's a really special presentation and an interpretation of Messiah. We have a gospel Christmas program with Cece Winans, December 19th and 20th. At the Meyerhoff Symphony Hall, and then our holiday spectacular, where we transform the lobby and we have like a little marketplace and holiday favorites. Again, it's a great family outing, and that's December 21st at 3 and 8, and again at the Meyerhoff Symphony Hall, and it really is spectacular.
That's such a great idea for the gift for, you know, the music lover in your family, whether it's tickets or, you know, participating in some of these cool expositions that you have. That's really an awesome idea. And then, so what are some, we're very excited to herald the BSO's 2019-2020 season. So what are some of those major themes that you have this year, and what fun that is to choose that too?
Well, again, we are so fortunate to have music director Marin Alsop, who remains the only music director, woman music director of a major symphony orchestra in this country. And so we're highlighting in 1920, the Year of the Woman. And it's part of the celebration of the 100th anniversary of women's suffrage in the United States. So we're highlighting women conductors, composers, and guest artists. So in addition to Marin, we have a wealth of, there's a lot of talent among women in classical music and beyond. And we wanted to, in combination with the women's suffrage movement celebration, highlight that right here in Baltimore at the Meyerhoff.
That's a wonderful thing to celebrate. How long has Marin Alsop been with you guys?
I think 2008-09 was her first season. So she's one of the longest tenured music directors. And again, I'm a music major, so someone else will have to do the math. But
her influence has been felt for a while here, for
absolutely.
Sure. Yeah.
Yes.
The first time I met her, it was actually at a Pathfinders for Autism speaking engagement they did at Towson, and she was talking all about the ORCIDS program, which we're going to be getting to with Executive Director Raquel Whiting-Gilmer in just a moment. And I was so taken with her, what she had to say in the program. She's just a wonderful person to represent the BSO.
Absolutely. And people may not realize, I mean, she is a superstar on the world stage.
Yeah, she really is.
She makes her home in Baltimore. She's so committed to this community. But I don't think I realized, we went on our first international tour in 13 years last August and made our debut at the BBC Proms, where she had been the first woman to conduct the last night at the Proms. But even walking, you know, you can walk around like Edinburgh with Maren Alsop, and it's like being with a rock star. People stopped us on the street to get her autograph. She just walks out on stage and gets a standing ovation. So we have we were really fortunate here in Baltimore to have a world star on our stage.
Yes, you really, really do. And you must come see her work as well. Well, I think that's a good time to bring in Orchid's executive director, Raquel Whiting Gilmer, into the conversation. And you guys have been highlighted, I feel like recently, was it CBS This Morning a couple years ago, or somebody did a CBS Evening News did a huge piece. And whether that's like somebody's first introduction to Orchid's or, you know, someone that's not local, I was so proud, swelling with pride about the program, that as we all are. So tell us about, if you don't know, what Orchids is, when and how it started, and, you know, how you got involved too. It's such a wonderful program.
Sure. Orchids is a social change through music program that was founded in 2008 by Maestro Maren Alsop, along with founding donors Rita Becker and Bob Meyerhoff. Maren, when she came to Baltimore, fell in love with the city, and she wanted to use the transformative power of music to change the lives of our community. And she focused on students in particular, and how can we use music in a way to positively bring incredible attributes and all of the amazing things that come with studying music to students in some of the most underserved communities in our city. So they started at a school in West Baltimore called Harriet Tubman with 30 first and second graders. What's amazing is that school actually ended up closing after 1 year. So we moved our hub operations to the Lockerman Bundy Elementary School, and we're still at Lockerman Bundy even today after 12 years. What's incredible is out of the 30 students who started in that cohort, 15 of those students had to leave after the first year when the school changed, but 7 of that original 15 from the second year have still been active in the program.
Oh, that's so cool.
And one of our students actually is at the Hart School of Music at the University of Hartford, and
that's
another
amazing
student from that group is studying at Mount St. Mary's.
Cool. So then that they get that background that then maybe they might not have thought of a career in music like that. And what a great opportunity that presents.
I mean, what I love is that Maren's focus, even though it's a music program, we're using music as the vehicle, and it's not necessarily the destination. So Maren talks about the fact that if our students pursue a career in a symphony orchestra, that would be amazing. But it's also amazing if our students are looking to be a doctor or other careers. And so it's great. Asia and Deshae are great examples. Asia is pursuing a music major in college, but Deshae wants to be a pediatrician. And so the work that we're doing in Orchids is all about expanding the horizons of our students and expanding what they think are the possibilities that they have. And our students are very focused on having a bright future, even if there's really a lot of challenges happening in their neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm. And that's about building relationships and also on a musical level to access to instruments maybe that they wouldn't have ordinarily been able to access or afford or learn how to play, and you're right, it just opens up so many doors of opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, through the program, our students receive not only musical lessons, so they receive group lessons, we have ensembles, but they also receive free meals, tutoring and academic support, and access to lots of different opportunities, whether it's traveling to Michigan to be a part of the Interlochen summer camp, or going out to LA to be part of the Take a Stand conference and playing in an orchestra with students who are in social change programs around the country. Our students have a lot of incredible opportunities, which then I think change how they're thinking about the world around them and their role in making the world around them better.
Yeah, a better place, and makes their future look a lot different, a lot brighter. So how did you get involved initially in Orchids?
So as I shared earlier, I grew up here in Baltimore.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And I love our city. And I came back here about 15 years ago now. And I came back here because I wanted to be part of solutions. I wanted to help drive Baltimore forward. And I, when I found out about ORCIDS and the opportunity, I was really excited. I have a story that's not that dissimilar from a lot of our students. I was raised by a single mom who worked three jobs to give me the opportunities that I had. And it broke my mom to like have to work that hard. And I've never thought that family should have to work that hard just for basic opportunities that a lot of heavily resourced families have. And when I heard about ORCIDS and what they were providing, and I knew the power of music, I knew that when you have to practice every week to get better on your instrument, when you have to perform in front of crowds of people, what that does for not only your self-esteem, but for your discipline, for your preparedness. And I thought, wow, if I can be part of helping to support this program, because I really see my job as a supportive job of the amazing teachers and staff that we have that make this program happen every day. I'm a very, very small part of this in a supportive way, but they're incredible people and we're really lucky. They're incredibly determined and dedicated. And it's not easy. Just yesterday, we had to cancel our after-school program on the west side because there were gunshots right around our schools. Mm. And one of our schools, we actually walked students from Lockerman Bundy to Marion Winterling for the after-school program. And our people were there until the last kid was picked up. Our people were there even though there couldn't be gun violence. Yeah,
they were in harm's way, potentially. They were, but...
Right, but they were there because they believe in our kids and they're supportive of our students. And when I think about the families that are in our city that are living with this kind of violence every day, it just is sobering. Mm-hmm. And we all have a responsibility to dig in and figure out what we need to do to help Baltimore become what Baltimore has been and what it should be.
Right. And you certainly are doing that. And this would be a good time to talking about how ORCIDS provides a way to make music accessible for the entire family. And they certainly are involved within the program too, right?
Yeah. One of the things we love is that we have incredibly active and engaged parents who are supportive. They're coming to concerts. You know, ORCIDS isn't your traditional after school program where you just drop your kid off and they're just there Monday through Friday. We have performances. So they're weekend activities. They're, you have to support the student performing and practicing at home, which when they're new may not be fun.
Yeah.
My son plays the violin. Trust me, practice is not fun in our house.
I never wanted to practice piano. I was always like, well, I'm bored. What can I do? Well, you could practice your piano. And you're like, no, what else you got?
Right. Yeah. And but so, I mean, it is. It's a whole family and really a whole community. The way that the community comes out and supports the students and supports their work. I mean, we just lost an incredible supporter in Congressman Elijah Cummings.
Yes,
and
yes.
We are so heartbroken. He was such a huge supporter of ORCIDS, loved what we did, loved the students, and talked so passionately about wanting to be in a band when he was a kid growing up, but his family not having the money to pay for an instrument.
Yep.
And he loves that we give free instruments to our students, that everything we do is free to the students and the families. And he talks about, I mean, there's this really impassioned video that we have on our YouTube site that where he's talking to the students about, hey, this is an incredible opportunity. Go out and tell your friends, get more people involved.
Yeah.
So we are heartbroken about that loss for our city, for our community, for his family.
Absolutely.
And for our community as well.
And that being said, how can we support that? I know we've sort of, his message has been silenced only in death, but his message will still carry on. And so what are some ways that we can support, ORCIDS in the community, some of those upcoming events that the public can participate in or help?
Sure. So if you are a lover of hip hop violin, we're very excited to open for Black Violin. They're performing at the Meyerhof on November 9th. And ORCIDS are opening, so that's exciting. Students from our string ensemble are part of that performance. We also have lots of community performances that if you go to our website, ORCIDS.org, you can get information about upcoming performances. We probably perform about 30 or 40 concerts in the community during the year. And then one of the events that we love is the monument lighting. Our students have been on that gig for the past 4 years, I believe. And so it's a combination of our brass band and bucket band. So come out to the monument lighting, which is in early December. I think it's December 7th.
In Mount Vernon. That's cool that you guys do that too. That's awesome. And then You were mentioning the program, you know, serves a lot of schools in the area. Are you looking to expand that, or if someone's listening to this and they're like, hey, I want to get involved in that, can you still do that?
Sure. So one, we're in 10 schools this year. We expanded into 2 new schools this year. If people are interested in bringing ORC kids to their community, if you email us at orckids@bsomusic.org, you can get some more information. We also need people to support the program financially. The philanthropic dollars represent about 75% of the support that we have. And so it's made possible because of people believing that we can do something better in Baltimore, that our students deserve something this great. And so if you're interested in contributing, you can also get links to that on our website, orckids.org. And come out and support us at concerts and just show the students that you believe in them. This city needs everybody to rally around, whether it's rallying around the orchestra, rallying around ORCKids, rallying around your neighborhood. It's going to take all of us to take Baltimore to that next level, and we can.
Definitely, and you've credited your team a ton, and you know, we know we don't do it alone, and we definitely need the public's help with that. ORCKids.org, also BSOmusic.org. Any final parting words for either, you know, Tanya McBride Robles, we were speaking with earlier, General Manager and VP of the BSO, and also you just heard ORCKids Executive Director Raquel Whiting Gilmer. Any final parting words that you guys want to thank?
I just thank you for the opportunity, and I've so enjoyed listening to Raquel. I'm sitting over here saying amen, and because we really do have some incredible resources in Baltimore, and we need people to come and support us.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Raquel? We're good.
Oh, thank you so much.
Awesome. And thank you to Rosie Constantine for putting us in touch with you guys.
Yay, thanks, Rosie.
Behind the scenes, taking photos, doing social media. That being said, we can find you on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the platforms. Again, that can be found at bsomusic.org, those links, and orckids.org as well. Thank you both for joining me today. Thank you guys for listening. And if you want to reach out on social media, I'm available at Gina Crash on all those platforms too. Make it a great day. Thanks for listening. This has been a production of Entercom Baltimore.